This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli returns home after completing official visit to Thailand and attending 6th BIMSTEC summit. Prime Minister describes Thailand visit as highly productive. Kathmandu Valley's air quality still remains unhealthy with latest 174 AQI, and stock markets in US witness worst week since 2020 as President Trump's sweeping tariffs continue to cause turmoil on global markets. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has returned home this afternoon after completing an official visit to Thailand and attending the 6th summit of the Bayer Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, BIMSTEC. Prime Minister Oli departed for Kathmandu this morning at 10:15 local time. He was seen off at the VIP lounge of Suvarnabhumi International Airport in Bangkok by Thailand's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport Surya Juang Rung Rung Kit. Also present at the airport to bid farewell were Nepali Ambassador to Thailand Don Bahadur Oli and Thai Ambassador to Nepal Suapong Sirisong. This marks the first ever official visit by a Nepali Prime Minister to Thailand. Prime Minister Oli's visit was made at the friendly invitation of Thai Prime Minister Pirithongtan Sinawat. Upon his arrival at the BBIP lounge at Tribhuvan International Airport, Prime Minister Oli addressed the media stating that his official visit to Thailand had been highly productive. Highlighting his meeting with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi following the BIMSTEC summit in Bangkok, Prime Minister Oli shared that they discussed wide range of issues concerning bilateral relations and mutual interests. The Prime Minister further emphasized their shared commitment to resolving any outstanding issues between Nepal and India through timely and constructive dialogue. Kathmandu Valley's air quality still remains a concern, with the air quality index, AQI, reaching latest 174, indicating an unhealthy environment for residents. While this is an improvement from Thursday's alarming 348 AQI, when the valley briefly became the world's most polluted city, the current levels are still near the upper limit of the unhealthy range. Air quality standards classify an AQI of 0 to 50 as good, while an AQI between 151 and 200 is considered unhealthy for everyone, with higher risk for sensitive groups. Environmental officials explain that although winds have provided some relief earlier, pollution levels have risen again, driven by forest fires, vehicle emissions, construction dust, and the valley's geography, which traps pollutants. The Health Ministry has urged the public to take precautions due to the rising pollution levels in the Kathmandu Valley. The Committee for the Recommendation of Names for the Chairperson and Members of Transitional Justice Mechanisms has called on the public to share their opinions and suggestions on the selection process for the positions. The committee formed by the government is responsible for recommending candidates for the chairperson and members of the Commission for Investigation of Enforced Disappeared Persons and the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. The committee has invited feedback on the draft of the selection process for the commissions. The draft is available on the websites of the commissions and on the notice board of the Ministry of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs. Committee spokesperson Dr. Lily Thapa stated that suggestions and feedback can be submitted until April 10th. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Rabilal Mishane, who was arrested in Kathmandu last night, has been brought to Bhairava following an order from the Tulsipur High Court. According to the Rupandehi District Police Office, Lamisani was flown to Bhairava this morning via AT Airlines flight. Upon arrival at Bhairava Airport, he was taken directly to the District Police Office. The Butwal bench of the Tulsipur High Court had ordered Lamisani's arrest on Friday as he faces charges of misappropriating cooperative funds, he was arrested from his residence in Buranilkontha last night. In connection with the Supreme Cooperative case in Woodfell, the Rupindahi District Court had sent a bail of 10 million rupees for Lamisani. However, the Tulsipur High Court reversed his decision, ordering him to be taken into custody. Resident doctors at Lumbini Medical College in Palpa have submitted a three-point memorandum to Health Minister Pradeep Podel, demanding salaries equal to those of eight-level medical officers. They requested that MD, MS and MDS resident doctors at private medical colleges receive the same wage as government eight-level officers and that the matching process for these qualifications be corrected. The doctors also called for the formation of a drafting committee to create an operation process for the master's program, covering working hours, leave, salary, transparency, impartiality of exams, and the establishment of a separate regulatory body. Dr. Deepak Karel of Lumbini Medical College stated that they would not resume work until their demands are met. As a result, hospital services have been disrupted, according to the hospital administration. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Stock markets in the USA have ended their worst week since 2020, as President Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs continue to cause turmoil on global markets. According to the BBC, all three main indexes on Wall Street dropped by more than 5%. Trump has again insisted that taxes on goods entering the US will supercharge the American economy. Some of the tariffs have now come into force, with a baseline 10% charge hitting goods from several countries. Meanwhile, the BBC has reported that demonstrations are planned in all 50 US states and Washington DC today as people rally against President Trump and his policies. Tens of thousands of Americans are expected to take part in events across the country, and there are protests planned in London and other Canadian and European cities too. A Russian missile attack on the central Ukrainian city of Kyiv has killed at least 18 people and left dozens wounded. The BBC cited Ukraine officials as saying 9 of the dead were children after a ballistic missile hit the residential area. Russia's defense ministry later claimed a high-precision missile strike had targeted a meeting of unit commanders and Western instructors in a restaurant, and that up to 85 were killed. However, it provided no evidence. Ukraine's military responded by saying that Russia was spreading false information to try to cover up its cynical crime. It said Moscow had fired an Iskander-M ballistic missile with a cluster warhead to maximize casualties. The attack early on Friday evening was among the deadliest on Kyiv since the start of Russia's full-scale invasion in 2022, and comes as US President Donald Trump pushes for a ceasefire. Now the agenda with the forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli returns home this afternoon after completing official visit to Thailand and attending 6th BIMSTEC summit. Prime Minister describes Thailand visit as highly productive. Kathmandu Valley's air quality still remains unhealthy with latest 174 AQI, and stock markets in US witnessed worst week since 2020 as President Trump's sweeping tariffs continue to cause turmoil on global markets. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Reed in Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.